The move was just the latest effort by Republicans to apply public pressure to 14 Democrats in an effort to get them to return to Madison to vote on a plan that would restrict public employee union bargaining rights. Last week, Republicans voted to hold Democrats in contempt for missing session. Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald says with this latest vote, he's done all he can.
I mean, I think I've just about exhausted everything that's available to me to try and compel them to come back.
The $100 a day fine could be largely symbolic, since the Senate doesn't have any more regularly scheduled session days for the rest of March after this week. Fitzgerald said he wasn't aware of any new negotiations over the plan. Emails released by Governor Scott Walker's office Tuesday showed Democrats had been talking with Walker's top aides about possible concessions. Unions held a conference call to cast doubt on those negotiations. Ask Me's Rick Badger represents local government workers.
This appears to be more of a media stunt. People don't negotiate through email. At the end of the day, he's still focused on busting and breaking down unions.
The status of future negotiations remains unclear. Moments ago, the Senate announced it would meet in a conference committee to discuss the budget tonight at 6. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.